Well, one of the things that I see, I'm on the road every day, as an essential person in the news media. We're covering the news, but I've noticed a significant drop in traffic due to the coronavirus. A lot of people working at home. There's a stay-at-home order in Boone and Cole counties. Of course, reporters are exempt, so I've seen a lot of decrease in the traffic, but it's even bigger than I thought. I'm Brian Houseworth. Missouri State Highway Patrol Captain John Hotz joins me. We're going to talk about not just the reduction in traffic, but the even more concerning thing from that is the fact that we have still seen a 4% increase in fatalities for the year. Captain, I appreciate your time. As I look at the graph that the Highway Patrol and you put together, statewide traffic dropped almost 47% between March 13th and March 28th, essentially in half, yet fatalities for the year are up. What can you tell us?
Well, those are actually numbers we got from MoDOT, so I want to make sure and give them credit for that.
Sure.
But it is alarming when you see the significant reduction in traffic, and yet we're still having the same number of fatal crashes, or even a little bit more than what we had last year. So we're just asking people to do their part. There's less traffic out there. That doesn't mean that we can drive faster, and unfortunately we're seeing that a lot of speeds in excess of 90 miles an hour because there's not that much traffic, and I guess maybe people think that they just won't get pulled over.
You know, one of the things, when you're talking about 90-something, and you sent me a picture of, I believe it was Troop B, someone was driving 93 miles per hour in what appeared to be a 60-mile-an-hour zone. That's dangerous. That's terrible, and apparently it's happening all over the state.
Yeah, it is particularly dangerous. We know the faster that you're going when you have a traffic crash, the more severe that crash is going to be. There's just no way around it. We can't cheat the laws of physics. And when you couple that with, unfortunately, distracted driving continues to be a problem. When someone's distracted while they're going 90 miles an hour, the danger goes up even that much more because they're traveling a lot farther distance in that same time frame that they're distracted.
Captain John Hotz is with me from the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Captain, what are you seeing in terms of what is the Highway Patrol doing in response in terms of enforcement to try to prevent this from happening? Obviously, enforcement. But by the same token, I think equally as important, essentially, you're trying to prevent serious accidents and deaths from happening.
Absolutely. And this is obviously part of what we're trying to do is educate people. We're still out there. We're still enforcing the traffic laws. We realize this is a difficult time for everybody. You know, times are uncertain. But we also want to make sure that we're focusing on that traffic safety and following the speed limit, driving at a speed that's appropriate for the conditions. If you're in, for example, a construction area, of course, paying attention, making sure that you're always buckled up, and then definitely driving sober.
So is it fair to say that Highway Patrol is stepping up enforcement because of this? That'd be accurate, wouldn't it?
Yes, we are. What we're doing is we're stepping up our visibility and letting people know we are practicing social distancing just like everyone else, but in the end, we have a job to do, and if we have people that are out there endangering themselves or others, we're going to take enforcement action on that.
The other thing I think is worth mentioning, and I'll give you the final word, but I've seen it myself in the work zone between Columbia and Jeff City. It's just north of Jeff City. I've seen a couple times people tailgating me in a work zone with workers right there. I've seen it happen to others as well. What's your message to people doing that?
Well, I think really important during this time is we're actually seeing some areas that are taking advantage of less traffic, and they're actually doing some more construction projects. So very critical, again, to be paying attention. MoDOT, for example, has had 3 trucks hit just within the last week in those areas. So there's a lot of people working there, a lot of vehicles, a lot of pedestrians, and we certainly don't want somebody to be injured or killed in a crash in these areas for someone who's not paying attention or driving too fast.
So I want to follow up on that. You're saying that 3 MoDOT trucks in the last week have been hit in work zones? Did I hear that right?
They've been struck on the roadway. I don't know if
on
they've
the
all been in work zones. Yes, but they have been struck out there on the roadway. So again, pay very close attention. Even though there may not be as much traffic, there may be construction zones. And we still have to pay attention and be careful to what we're doing, but also to what others are doing around us.
Anything you want to add, Captain?
Again, we know this is a tough time for everybody. We just want to ask that people remember driving safety is important all the time. The last thing we want to do is see someone be injured or killed in a traffic crash.